have nothing except money.
All right. And this is Kevin Factor and Foraging Ahead. Welcome to an evening of the wild man, Hazel Adkins. You know, sometimes when you're feeling down, you're feeling blue, out of sorts, you miss a woman, you miss a man, you miss your old country, you miss your old landlord or the good old days. It's good to sit and reflect and to think quietly, and sometimes it's just good to blow it out. That was
I gotta hear that myself.
The Chicken Flop. That was the Chicken Flop by Hazel Adkins. I am gonna be playing Hazel Adkins a whole hour. I just need mindless music about mindless things. Hazel Adkins, for those of you who don't know, he's born in West Virginia in 1937. Produced all his stuff in a shed, played the drums, one-man band, totally self-taught, a classic example of outsider art, and he got a cult following later in the 80s. And I was turned on to Hazel by a lovely young woman, Ava, who is from West Virginia, and she sat down for an interview with me about a year ago or so. And so grateful to be able to share this with you tonight. Next up, we have The Wild Man by The Wild Man, Hazel Adkins. You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead, and we're just going to be doing Hazel Adkins the whole hour. This is a... I did not realize I had a show, and Hazel Adkins is always good, if you don't mind not thinking much.
Say what, baby, you better look out, cause here I come. Yeah, I've got a big red satellite. I've got a big red satellite. I've got a big red satellite. And you better get out of sight. I got a 318. Yes, I know what to do. Hokey dot, baby cop, hokey dot do. It's red and white, honey. Red and white like it. No, you can't ride in my satellite if you don't do the... You think you can do that?
Ah, yes, baby, let me in. I'm ready to go.
I got a big red satellite. Got a big red satellite. It's ready to hunt you all night. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Look out, you'll come talk. One of them new songs could go like this. I got a red and white polka dot satellite. Red and white polka dot. Red and white polka dot. Yes, I'm going out tonight. Getting ready to take off, honey. Gonna try and hunt all night. We'll be right back.
Tom, are you there? Tom? Ground control to Major Tom. On there? Can you hear it?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we have a surprise guest this evening. We have Tom Gogola from Bolinas, California. Tom, thanks for calling in.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So
sure we're going out. We're definitely going out over the air right now, right?
We are going out over the air. That's the truth.
All right.
That's the truth.
Good.
Yeah. So this is WGXE Coast to Coast.
Coast to coast.
Yeah. Tom, why don't you tell us what the weather's like out in Bolinas?
The weather is gorgeous. It's in the mid 70s and sunny and breezy. And I'm at a delightful party here in Bolinas on a farm.
Oh.
The band is playing some Grateful Dead covers, of course. Going down the road feeling bad.
That's a law, right?
That's a law
out there.
Sunday afternoons, you must go to a party on a farm and listen to live Grateful Dead covers in West Marin County. Absolutely.
That's great.
Or they will take you and haul you to the sheriff.
I mean, They'll bring you down. Mm.
They're not messing around out here.
Mm-hmm, for smiling on a cloudy day.
All these things. But it's a delightful day, and you're doing this show. This is the show about... Our teachers taught us. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I was gonna do that show. I thought I had an extra week because I wasn't paying attention, and then I've also figured, you know, like by the time we get to this point in September, the luster of the back to school has kind of worn off. You know, as a teacher,
yeah.
I know this. As a student, you probably remember this. But it's nice that the weather's, it's always kind of nice there, isn't it? We're having an amazing day here in the Hudson Valley, in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and the area of our, listeners. I guess we used to call it, like Indian summer, you know?
Well,
but I
can
don't
I just make an observation.
Yeah, go ahead.
No matter where I've ever lived in my life, no matter where you are, September, for whatever reason, seems to be always to be a beautiful month, no matter where you are.
But yet we expect it to be bad. And we expect April to be great, and it always is terrible.
April is terrible.
Yeah, April's like the worst. April's the cruelest month.
No, April's horrible.
Yeah. I think September's like, except for going back to school, September's kind of the happiest month, you know. I don't think we can call it Indian summer, though. Like, we used to, you know, like... We used to call that sitting cross-legged, like sitting Indian style. So
no, it's quite racist, Kevin.
It is.
Just call it for what it is.
So I think we just need to call it, you know, climate change.
Climate change summer. Well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, on Friday, this is the big climate day
yeah.
strike Action for Strike. And I'm sure by you, there was tons of kids out there in the streets. There was kids everywhere.
It was fantastic.
And I was reflecting on how September is really the most beautiful month, but in the face of climate change, you do wonder if in the future September becomes the coolest month.
Ooh.
And whether we start to see, you know, impacts in 10 years as everyone's just the fear-mongering. Perhaps the fear-mongering is correct, and in 10 years, September will no longer be this glorious month. But
will it be too hot?
This year, it'll just be too hot. But so let's have gratitude for it while it lasts and hope for the best.
It's, you know, it never hurts to be grateful. Never hurts to be grateful.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah. So for my listeners who are kind of waiting to get back to Hazel Adkins, but if you could stick on the line and chat a little bit later, that'd be great. Could you just describe Bolinas to people? People have maybe heard of it, sort of like Shangri-La,
okay,
or Tiernanogue, sure, or Avalon, but like Bolinas, where is it? What is it? How
absolutely
is it?
Absolutely, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Bolinas, California is a tiny seaside town. It's located 15 miles as the crow flies from San Francisco. And your listeners may have some perspective on this if they have an appreciation for distances where they are. Imagine yourself in the middle of Queens at the old Shea Stadium or something, looking at downtown Manhattan. And that is roughly the distance from Bolinas to downtown San Francisco, except to get to downtown San Francisco, you have to go through the wilderness, as opposed to New York, where you go through the rest of Queens.
Which is also the wilderness, yeah.
Which is also somewhat the wilderness, but lots of wonderful places to eat.
Yes, that's true.
And so it is, and one of the very fascinating things about Bolinas is that it is probably the only town in the world, the United States at least, that is surrounded on all four sides by protected parkland, which does happen elsewhere, but Bolinas has federal protected seacoast, the Gulf of the Farallones, which is right off the coast of California here. So on all four sides, this town is protected from encroachment, development, et cetera, really for all time's sake. And Bolinas, the way that Bolinas became sort of famous and got on the map was in the late 1960s, and this is how I heard about it, reading about it. A bunch of hippies in San Francisco kind of got tired of the kind of speed and acid and kind of everything's getting kind of violent and crazy and dirty in the hippie scene. So they said, you know, we're going back to nature, and they came to Bolinas. And famously, they started to take down all the road markers, the state road markers that would direct you to Bolinas. And over the ensuing two decades or so, the big state road sign was removed no fewer than 25 times by intrepid locals with welders.
They just didn't want people to find them.
They just didn't want people to find it. And, of course, nowadays with GPS and everything, it's sort of a superfluous gesture. But the sentiment is still here. And
like,
there's
the sentiment, go away. The sentiment is just
go away. But it's also that, unlike a lot of places on the East Coast, I don't know if Tivoli and, you know, maybe the Hudson Valley has a sort of element of this. You know, 30 years ago, they put a moratorium on development out here, and they did it based on the scarcity of water. Speaking of climate change and kind of water issues and all of the rest of that stuff. So now in order to buy or build a house here, it actually is driven by the water meter. And the water meters can run you like $300,000.
Oh, wow.
The water meter.
Like the old taxi medallions in New York before Uber.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And so people will trade them, but there's a sort of hard number, and it cannot be eclipsed. So Bolinas, knock on wood, will never become like the Hamptons or maybe even like parts of the upstate New York that are starting to.
I shudder at the thought, Tom.
Yes.
But doesn't that drive real estate prices through the roof if there's such a finite supply, and I imagine there's a huge demand. And are there any industries besides covering the Grateful Dead that Bolinas is?
Say that again, Kevin. I missed you there.
I said there was actually several questions. The first was, doesn't that make real estate unaffordable to the average person? But that's kind of Marin County anyway.
Well, Marin County is the most unaffordable county in the United States of America, kind of going in. So
right.
It is the most expensive real estate market. So, you know, but West Marin,
like, what's
has
like
a
just to make just to make people who feel live around here feel a little better. What's like what was how much would an average 2-bedroom apartment in Marin be if you could even get it?
I think it's around 2,800 now, something like that.
2,800 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
That's kind of steep for a 2-bedroom apartment.
I think it's something like that. Uh-huh. I mean, it's out of hand.
Yeah.
But the big issue, I mean, and I know that this is an issue elsewhere in your part of the world as well, where you don't really have what's called sort of workfare housing. So the people
right.
who work here can't live here.
Right.
We have, you know, a big agriculture economy out here. People can't afford to live here who work here. And it creates all these additional problems to the roadways. And you want to talk about carbon emissions, all that kind of stuff. But as far as the Bolinas real estate market, yes, of course, everything always goes up in price. But, you know, it's a little isolated out here. So, you know, I'm probably one of the few people who actually leaves Bolinas to go to work and stuff like this. So most of the people that live here are either staying here and they got here when the get was good.
Right.
Or they are second homeowners and stuff like that. Vacation homeowners. So.
Cool.
But it was known for many, many generations as a place, and it still is, for painters and poets and kind of mystics and visionaries and people to come and make their art and have a relatively soft landing because of the kindness of the town itself.
It is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous place. Yes. Hudson Valley, also gorgeous, gorgeous place. Very, very different. I think I described Bolinas when we were there as sort of a Caravaggio. I mean, just lush and rich and green, but things were a little bit overripe and like an actual Caravaggio, like way out of the price range of the average person. So, hey, Tom, I'm going to play a little bit more music. You want to hang on the line, or you got to go?
Well, I'm going to go back to this party, Kevin.
You can go back.
Great
you're having a good party. Yeah. Well, why don't you come back sometime, and we'll talk about your book.
Yes, let's do that.
All right. You have fun, Tom. Thanks for the weather report, and thanks for a little essay.
Oh, sure, anytime, Kevin. It's my pleasure.
Bolinas, you're not going to go get a guitar now, are you?
No, I'm going to go eat this big plate of food that's sitting in front of me, and go listen to the band play some Most Grateful Dead covers.
Excellent. Have a great day, man.
All right, Kevin. Much love, brother.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
wacky-woo, wacky-woo, way punching with your wacky-woo, wacky-woo. Tell me, baby, that is what you're gonna do. Hey, punchy, what you wicky, wacky-woo. Hey, tell me, baby, come on, say what you're gonna do. When you walk down the street all alone, I love you, baby, from head to toe. Now, punchy, what you wicky, oh, come on and tell me, baby. Come on and tell me, baby, now, punchy, what you wicky, wacky-woo. Oh, wacky-woo, 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 oh, baby. Oh, I get you all alone. I want to tell you, baby, woo, and make me feel just right. And we get right, get away all tight. And when she right, she goes that crazy. That's what it sounds to me. Oh, baby, punchy, what you wicked. Woo, punchy, what you wicked. Punchy, wicked, baby, punchy, what you wicked, wackaboo. Hey, come on, come on. Hey, punch it, baby, that's the other what you're gonna do. Oh, 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 baby. Punch it, what you wicky, wacky, woo. Hey, punch it, baby, now tell me what you're gonna do. Ah, woo. Love you, baby. Let's move it on now, one more, hey.
All right, this is WGXC Acra, Catskill Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Kevin Factor. This is Foraging Ahead. Tonight we're foraging exclusively, not exclusively, a little bit, get a little variety, but Hazel Atkins, that's the music for this evening. Just turn your brain off, check your ethics, and enjoy proto-punk at its finest. I'd like to thank Tom Gogola, an old friend of mine, for calling in and giving us the weather report and the goings-on from Bolinas, California, taking the show officially from coast to coast. And that was Punchy Wunchy, Wicky Wacky Woo. And before that was Still Missing You. And then before that we had Pond Fork River. And coming up is Foggy Mountain. Hazel Atkins.
If I was on some Balkan island car, sail away from the well, I would sail all around the whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Oh, lady, 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 lady. Now if I listened to what the man would say, let me
peanut butter too. Hey, I don't love nobody the way that I love you. I don't love nobody the way that I love you. I don't need nobody the way that I need you. I don't want nobody the way that I want you. You are my heaven, you are my moon. You are my everything, honey, I love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want nobody the way that I want you. I don't want nobody the way that I love you. The way that I love you.
Well, I think I start out in the morning on my way back to see her again. Up and down this lonely highway, I know it's a mighty long way. She'll see me again. She'll see me again. She'll love me again. She'll see me again. I know. When I left, she was crying. She said she would wait for me. But her mom and dad, they don't like me. They don't want her talking to me. It's a mighty long way from here until tomorrow. It's a mighty long way. It's a mighty long way. I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. As I walk down this lonely highway, the leaves begin to fall. Now and then, darling, I catch one, and I hold it close, and I think all the way. In the way that I love you, it's a mighty long way. And the going ain't easy. She'll see me again. She'll love me again. I know. She'll love me again, she'll love me again. I know, yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering if a bad box hold my clothes. Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering if a bad box hold my clothes. Ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. Well, let me be your love dog till your big dog comes. Let me be your love dog till your big dog comes. When a big brother gets here, sure my little brother done. But I was sitting here wondering if a man could pull my clothes. He got no man, got a long way to go. Let him go, boy, go, go, go. Mm-hmm.
When a big puppy gets here, show it what a little puppy done. Take it away, my kid. That was Matchbox, and before that we had She'll See Me Again, and before that I Don't Want Nobody, listening to Hazel Adkins, the Wild Man from West Virginia, and he recorded these songs that you're hearing now in the 80s, in the late 80s, and these were songs that he originally did in the 50s, and I got the album that he did in the, you know, from the 50s, and it's the recording equipment is awful, and it's even raunchier and more raw than you can't listen to more. I can't listen to more than like 15-20 minutes of it. You may be feeling the same thing now, but he did these when he was in his 50s, and I'm kind of, he sounds like a young man. He certainly has the enthusiasm, I suppose. Manic depression, you know, that will allow for that. I guess it's not just depression, it's manic depression. He certainly had that, I believe. And you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Catskill Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead. And this hour, Hazel Adkins.
She said, baby, hold on, here we go, get it back. Ah! Oh, come on, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Go out and have a wild, wild night. A wild, wild party. A wild, wild party. A wild, wild party. Hunting night. Come on, baby. Hey. Give me. It's a wild, wild party. A wild, wild party night. Ah, come on, baby. Ooh, honey. Come on, tell me like it is, baby. Put it down. Lay the track down, baby, because we're moving on out of here. Now let's roll it. And the hunch goes like this. Move, baby, watch, watch it, let me, let it go.
That was Wild Wild Friday Night. If that didn't put a smile on your face, you've already changed the station. That song kills me, cracks me up. I'm Kevin Factor. This is WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead. I'd like to give a shout-out to Stacy in Catskill. Thanks for listening. And I'd also like to thank Tom Gogola, a dear old friend of mine, for chiming in with the Bolinas weather report earlier today. And we're going to be listening to a few more Hazel Atkins tunes. And I hope you have a fantastic Sunday evening and your week is pleasant.
You can find me in a dim light. If your coldness so ever turn warm, but the chances of you ever changing, or as slim as your two loving arms, so I'm turning. As quickly as time will allow, so I'm turning off a memory into wine seem to help me somehow. Now if I'm lucky, I'll someday forget you when the wine finally takes full control. It's not much of a future to look to, but I can't stand this pain in my soul. So I'm turning off a memory as quickly as time will allow. So I'm turning off a memory into wine seems to help me some. Well, honey, you know tonight I'm here in New York City. And I'm trying to turn off your memory.
You know, for many years I've tried and tried. And tonight I'm doing the same. Honey, I'm drinking your mimi away. And you know, if I'm lucky, someday I may forget you. But tonight here, honey, gosh, I'm still trying. Now you'll find me tomorrow night doing the same. I'll keep on until your memory goes away. If I'm lucky, I'll someday forget you. When the wine finally takes full control, it's not much of a future to look to. But I can't stand this pain in my soul. So I'm turning off the memory as quickly as time will allow. So I'm turning off the memory. And honey, though wine seems to help me somehow.
All right, that was the beautiful Turning Off a Memory by Hazel Atkins. And we're coming to the end of our time together with Hazel, and September's coming to a close, and I just like to wish everybody who's going to school, have a good week. Have a good week. Have a good week, Tommy and John and Ellen and Bernice and Mariska and Tony and Abigail and Juliana and everybody. Have a great week at school. Vacation's coming soon. She said she always knew. Said that she